in sending the 12 out on mission, Jesus is giving them the command, the injunction to always stay focused on the mission that is before you. Set your eyes and your actions, your mind, on the task that is in front of you, and not to be distracted or pulled away towards other things that will want to get in the way or grab our attention. Jesus' mission here is directed specifically to the people of Israel, rebuilding the people of Israel into a new Israel, which will become the foundation of the church. At one point, or at some point, that mission will open up to include the Gentiles as well, those pagans and all the Samaritans. That is the plan of God's kingdom, to be broken open so that it includes both salvation for Jews and Gentiles. But Jesus is still starting here with Israel. The Gentile mission will come, but the task at hand, the mission at hand, is the gathering of the children of Israel. We can take from that an importance to focus on what's our mission at hand. What's the one directly in front of us? What's the mission today that we can do something about? The one task that the Lord has given us for today. Not to worry about the challenges or the tasks that are down the road from us, but how are we called to be faithful today to the task at hand? We see an example of this in our saint for today, Maria Goretti, that when she endured her attack, her rape, and defending herself, her mission was for the conversion and the salvation of the person in front of her, her attacker. And so she wasn't simply protecting herself, that was important, but she was calling the person right at hand, her attacker, to conversion. Just an example of how single-mindedly she was, even when she was being assaulted, that she was seeking the good and actively loving the person in front of her, even if it was someone who wanted to do her harm. And so, like Maria Goretti, hopefully in less tragic circumstances, but whatever the Lord calls us today, what's the task at hand? How are we called to serve the kingdom of God right in front of our eyes?